I call this April 20th, 2016 Plan Commission meeting to order. I am Chairman Harker and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Crouch is absent. Horaz?
Here.
Goins?
Here.
Kropner is absent. Vineyard?
Here.
And Harker?
Here. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February 10th, 2016 Plan Commission meeting? Okay. Do we have any questions or are there any amendments or anything we need to change in that? None? Okay. Can I get a roll call on the vote, please, on the motion?
Yes. Horaz?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes.
Excuse me, Harker.
Yes. All right. Moving on here to the next section of the meeting here is the citizen comments. So are there any citizens' comments here, or do we have any from the public regarding anything that's not a topic on tonight's agenda? Seeing that there's none, we're going to move into the public hearing portion of the meeting. Okay. there's been some late last-minute changes here, so there's only three items on the agenda. So there are three items on the public hearing for tonight's Plan Commission meeting. The purpose of these hearings is to invite testimony from the public regarding the proposed requests that are being considered before the Plan Commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present wish to may speak for the request or against the request or have any questions for the petitioner. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium if you haven't already done so tonight. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner, as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Anybody? Raise your right hand. Ready? Here we go. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at tonight's hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. All right. The order that we're going to take the testimony is as follows. The petitioner is going to give their presentation first, and then all those that are in favor of the request, and then those that are in opposition to the request, and then any questions from the Plan Commission. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PC 2016-05?
So moved.
Okay, I was gonna read it time after here. Okay. BBB Farms LLC petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting rezoning approval from R1 single family traditional residence district to A1 agricultural district. The real property is located on Fox Road between Pavilion Road and Ford Drive in Yorkville, Illinois. Do we have a roll call?
You can.
I'll just go.
You can. It's the aye.
Okay. All those in favor of opening it?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. Okay. Is the petitioner ready? Here? Present? Go ahead and step over to the podium.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Craig Warneman. I'm representing BBB Farms. My brother-in-law, Kent Bateman. We bought it along with my parents. We just bought the farm in February, and since it's zoned residential and its agriculture is not conforming, and we intend on farming it, and in 10 years, in 2026, we'd have to ask the city if we could continue to farm. We just want to eliminate that process and rezone it to A1. So.
Anybody here would like to speak in favor of the request? Okay. Anybody here would speak in opposition of the request? None? Do we have any questions regarding that? Go ahead, come over to the podium, please.
My name is Tom Gilmore. I'm a resident of the city of Yorkville, 2302 High Ridge Way. And not for or against, I have one question I would like to ask the petitioner and the board itself. I'm curious, and maybe you can help me, someone with some information. My understanding is when a property is annexed for development, that it's taxed at ag rate until the parcels are actually sold and developed. Is that true?
That's a question for the county assessor, not for the city. We don't.
Yes, it really does. I'm leading up to it, Christy.
Okay.
Is it or isn't it?
I'm not a tax assessor. No one on this board is, so we can't answer that on how it's taxed.
The petitioner, you guys know. You're taxed at ag rate.
I believe it's taxed at ag.
Here's my question. Why would you want to, if you're only getting taxed at ag rate, forfeit the status of the removed zoning when you brought the property and revert it back to ag? I don't get it.
Because I don't want to have to ask for permission to farm it. I want to be able to farm it.
They have to ask permission for the number of years that I lived across the street for it. They've been farming it since the annexation book.
As part of the annexation amendment, which was approved in May 26th of 2015, that repealed all of the entitlement rights on that property and just left the underlying zoning R2. As part of that ordinance, farming use is actually a legal non-conforming use per that annexation agreement amendment. So basically, when that annexation agreement runs out in August 7th, 2026, any non-conforming use has to cease, so they can no longer farm that property after 2026. They're coming in to rezone that back to ag to eliminate that legal non-conforming status.
I understand completely. I don't know if you that. I can only say that knowing the Borderman, they're excellent farmers, and nobody could be a better owner of the property than these guys. So that's all I want to know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Okay, we're going to move on to public hearing number two here, which is PC 2016-06. The United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois petitioner is proposing a text amendment to Chapter 6 pertaining to or permitted in special uses in the zoning ordinance to identify commercial school, trade school as a special uses in a M1 limited manufacturing and M2 general manufacturing districts, and proposing a text amendment to Chapter 2 rules and definitions in the zoning ordinance to redefine the definition of trade school to a school established to provide for the teaching of academic, industrial, clerical, managerial, artistic skills, and alternative education. This definition applies to schools that are owned and operated privately, for-profit, or non-for-profit, and that may offer a complete education curriculum. This text amendment will provide regulations for the establishment and operation of such uses in the zoning districts.
Okay, as part of the zoning ordinance rewrite that was approved, trade schools were really minimally defined. Commercial schools weren't really defined as part of that process. Since that time, staff has been approached by an individual looking to incorporate an alternative type school in a manufacturing district. Staff did some research on on the definitions as well as what other municipalities, surrounding municipalities viewed these types of uses. As you can see in the memo outline, majority of them either permitted it or they were a special use. Only one did not permit it, and that was Plainfield. So staff decided to go ahead and pursue the special use, which would allow the Plan Commission as well as City Council to review each case by an individual basis for parking requirements, utilities, traffic, things of that nature that typically a, you know, alternative school may generate. So that was the reasoning for bringing this forward. Again, a lot of the trends that we're seeing are some of these schools are actually incorporating into manufacturing districts, just for the sheer fact that manufacturing districts tend to have a smaller rent, rental capacity. So a lot of these schools are kind of startups and need that breaking rent. So we are looking to amend then the definition section to include the commercial school definition and kind of elaborate a little bit further, and then putting the commercial and trade school as a special use in the other one and then to districts.
Okay, awesome. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of the request? Or oppose the request? None? Questions from the members? None? Okay. Moving on to the third item on the tonight's agenda. It's a PC 2016-07. Terry Richards, petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting to amend a special use approved for a public storage facility pursuant to Chapter 6, Table 10.06.03 of the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance. The amendments to the special use include relocation of the buildings on the property, increasing the number of buildings on the property, and increasing the landscaping materials. All is shown on the new site plan for the development of the property. The real property is located at 147 Commercial Drive in Yorkville, Illinois. Is the petitioner here? Oh. President Ray?
She wasn't.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Kelly Allen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at tonight's hearing.
The testimony I will present at tonight's hearing.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay, awesome. And we have to get you to sign in too, right?
This is previously before the Plan Commission on the rezoning request and special use application. At the time we were going through that request, there were still crops on the vacant lot, and as a result of the crops being removed and topo being shot on the property, it was determined that to properly engineer the site, the buildings would have to be shifted. And so we're here tonight seeking an approval of the amendment to the special use, allowing for the configuration that's attached to your packet here tonight. So, Terry Richards is here. They're looking forward to getting started as soon as possible, and here to answer any questions and would like a positive recommendation to the City Council.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody present that would like to speak in favor of the request? Opposed the go? Yes? Please. Yes, sir.
Like Kelly said, we didn't realize how the property drained until we got the crops off. And then the civil engineer determined that if we changed the building, just shifted them, the water would drain better. Be a better layout through the process. We actually decreased the square footage of the amount of buildings we got. I think we added a building, but that was so we could put a space in between a longer building just to get the snow removal, make it a little easier to maintain. But other than that, everything's pretty much stayed the same.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Anybody present that would like to speak in opposition of the request? Seeing none. Any questions from the board members to the petitioner? Seeing none? Okay. Excellent. Okay. Since all the public testimony regarding all the petitions has been taken.
Oh, you do want to mention the withdrawal.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There was a fourth item on our agenda tonight. It was PC 2016-08. Do you want me to read the whole thing? You want me to read it or just?
Yeah.
It was the Grace Holistic School that's been withdrawn. I believe they're looking for another location, a different location, correct?
Yes.
We'd like to formally enter a withdrawal letter into the record.
Okay.
You want to
go ahead and read it?
Sure, Chris.
Sure.
To whom it may concern, this letter is respectfully withdraw my application for special use with regards to the property located at 319 Van Emmons Street, Yorkville, Illinois, 60560. Please accept my apologies for any issues or efforts resulting from this decision. Property that would better serve our needs has recently come to my attention, and we are very excited for this opportunity. We'll be submitting the new application for special use on Monday and hope that you share the belief that this building is a much better fit. Thank you all so much for your time and patience. Terry and Grace from the Grace Holistic.
Thank you. Okay, with that, since all the testimony regarding the petitions has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony of the public hearing?
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Goins?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. All right. So now we get into the consideration portion of the meeting.
New business.
New business. Oh, that's a new business, right? Okay. Oh, that part. Okay, under new business, PC 2016-05 BBB Farms LLC petitioner has filed a petition or an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting rezoning approval from R2 Single Family Traditional Residence District to A1 Agricultural District. The real property is located on Fox Road between Pavilion Road and Ford Drive in Yorkville, Illinois. For what? Oh, can I have a motion to approve? Okay. Awesome.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on April 20th, 2016, and discussions conducted at that meeting, the Plan Commission recommends approval to the City Council for the request for rezoning approval from R2 Single Family Traditional Residence District to A1 Agricultural District. The real property is located on Fox Road between Pavilion Road and Ford Drive in Yorkville, Illinois, subject to staff recommendation and conditions in a memo dated March 30th, 2016.
Also, the petitioner had added their responses into the record for the standards. If you're in agreement with them, you don't have to go through all of them.
Okay.
If there's any that you question, you guys can go through them individually.
We're in agreement with the standards?
Yes.
Awesome. Can I get a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Okay. Approved. PC 2016-06, the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois. Petitioner is proposing a text amendment to Chapter 6, permitted in special uses in the zoning ordinance to identify commercial school, trade school as special uses in the M1 limited manufacturing and M2 general manufacturing districts, and proposing a text amendment to Chapter 2, rules and definitions in the zoning ordinance to redefine the definition of trade school to a school established to provide for the teaching of academic, industrial, clerical, managerial, artistic skills, and alternative education. This definition applies to the schools that are owned and operated privately for or are for-profit or not-for-profit and may offer a complete education curriculum. This text amendment will provide regulations for the establishment and operation of such uses in those zoning districts. May I have a motion to approve the request? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are we going to do anything on this?
Well, go ahead, sure.
I would like to know why we want to do M2 instead of just keeping it M1.
Well, our zoning district is cumulative in nature, so within the same use category, if something's permitted in a lesser use, it's automatically permitted in a higher use unless you exclusively exclude it from the category. So if it's going to be allowed in M1, it would be automatically allowed in M2. Unless you don't want it, you can request that. You can change the motion to amend it, and then you will vote on that. And if it's the consensus, then a new motion will be for only for the M1 district.
Is anybody else feeling about that?
I'm fine with it. I when I was going through it, I thought it would, you know, I mean, it made sense to me when I was thinking of more like trade schools, commercial stuff like that, just because it should be in manufacturing areas.
Yeah, some of these, I wonder if that would actually fit in
M2. Well, again, staff took a look at the surrounding properties. They were in both intensive uses in the industrial sections of the surrounding municipalities. The M2, again, like Chairman Harker said, it's not just defined just for a school. We're opening up to all trade and commercial schools. So if you include that M2 zoning section in an M2 area, that would allow a larger technical type school to build in.
Machine shop, so machine training.
It's not just specifically for the alternative school portion. It's really a broader area defining the entire trade and commercial school.
Yeah, I see that, and I really like that, but defining it where you could have alternative education, I don't know.
Well, and again, they're not permitted uses, they would be a special use, so if an alternative school wanted to come into a cement mixing plant, you know, obviously we would take into consideration the surrounding land uses, traffic patterns, parking.
Sounds good.
Can I have a motion to approve the proposed request?
You can abbreviate it since we've read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding.
The other guy, okay. In consideration of testimony presented during public hearing on April 20th, 2016, and discussion conducted at the meeting, the Planning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for a text amendment to Chapter 6. Permitted in special uses in the zoning ordinance to identify commercial school, trade school, and special uses in the M1 limited manufacturing and M2 general manufacturing districts. Proposing a text amendment to Chapter 2, rules and definitions of zoning ordinance to redefine the definition of trade school to a established school to provide for teaching of academic, industrial, clerical, managerial, artistic skills, or alternative education. This definition applies to schools that are owned and operated privately for profit or non-profit, and that may offer a complete educational curriculum. This This tax amendment will provide regulations for the establishment and operation of such uses in these zoning districts, subject to staff recommendations and conditions in a memo dated March 31st, 2016.
Thank you. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay, awesome. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Horace?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Motion is approved. Okay. PC 2016-07. Terry Richards, petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting to amend the special use approved for a public storage facility pursuant to Chapter 6, Table 10.06.03 of the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance. The amendments to the special use include relocation of the buildings on the property, increasing the number of buildings on the property, and increasing the landscaping materials, all shown in the new site plan for the development of the property. The real property is located at 147 Commercial Drive in Yorkville, Illinois. Do we have any questions? Anybody? No. I liked the fact that you, I did like the new layout. And I like the increased landscaping materials that you're gonna use. Because that neighbor to the north, you know how they were.
Right, I think we had a perimeter building there which totally blocked out
right.
The headlights that might shed to the north up there if somebody's coming through it.
Yeah.
I think it's an improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. So, very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. May I have a motion to approve the finding?
Certainly. In consideration of the testimony presented during the public hearing on April 20th, 2016, and discussions conducted at that meeting, the Plan Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request to amend a special use approved for a public storage facility pursuant to Chapter 6, Table 10.06.03 of the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance. The amendments to the special use include relocations of the buildings on the property, increasing the number of buildings on the property, and increasing the landscape materials, all as shown on the new site plan for the development of the property. The real property is located at 147 Commercial Drive in Yorkville, Illinois, subject to staff recommendations and conditions in a memo dated March 31st, 2016.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Awesome. Roll call on the vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Motion is approved. Fantastic. All right. Additional business?
Yes, actually there are a couple things. The first is on the agenda is the City Council action. Since our last meeting, the Law Office Corporation as well as the Unified Faith and Fellowship Church petitions both went to the City Council and both were unanimously approved. I do believe the Law Office is officially open.
Yes.
Doing some business now. And then the Unified Faith in Christ Church actually just applied for their signed permits with those buildings. The second item is on your desk. The city is hosting two comprehensive plan update workshops. The first one is May 5th, and that will be held at Wyndette Ridge High Home on the south side. And then it'll go from 7 to 9. It's not an overall view of the entire conference plan, it's just snippets of kind of what we've accomplished so far. We just need some additional feedback from the citizens. And then the second one is that following Thursday on May 12th, again 7 to 9, will be held at the Grand Reserve Clubhouse. So pass the word along. If you want these flyers, let me know. I'll email them out. We definitely want some additional feedback from the citizens. So, that plan is progressing nicely. We should have it before you, June or July, for a public hearing.
Sweet.
It's wrapping up.
Chris, do you think you could forward this in an email and I can send it out?
Yep.
So maybe
if you could send that to me as well, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Both of them.
That's all I
have. We'll send it to all of them.
I'll put it in the clubhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you guys been to the... Can I say something real quick? Have you guys been to that law office?
No, I've been inside.
You should go to it. It's really nice. It's very cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the mayor has gone and reported back on a couple of performances,
yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I noticed their sign was there and then it wasn't. Or they had a banner.
Yeah, they had a sign up and then they took it, then when I went, it was inside.
When they're open, they just stayed up?
I don't know.
On the side of Van Emmon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a law office.
Like a shake.
Yeah, well, I think they may have had some issues with installation. That could be the only reason why. Because they have a permit for it, so.
I just wonder if they just, because it says law office, people might walk in the street and they're going to find an attorney.
They would, when it's open, they'll find several attorneys there, but no law is going to be done there.
Barristers.
Right, yeah. Awesome. Cool. Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Previous discussions, we talked about possibly combining Plan Commission and ZBA. That may be coming up at an EDC meeting, and then that recommendation will go to City Council, and then we'll let you know, keep you informed on how that will work.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else? Nothing? Seeing there's nothing further on tonight's agenda, we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Adjourn 7:31.